Our next guest is a pro-Palestine protester at Deakin University, currently protesting and has been so for been doing so for the past couple of days. Jasmine, good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So, are you a student at Deakin Uni?
I am. Yeah, that's right.
Right, and are you sort of camping out at this protest?
I am. Yeah. So we've got a peaceful protest set up in the centre of campus, to stand in solidarity with the people in Gaza.
Right. And what do you want to see happen?
So there's two main things that we're protesting about. One is we're calling on our universities to cut all ties with Israel, but especially with weapons companies. The second reason we're doing it is to show the people of Gaza who are being bombed and invaded, we want to show them that they're not alone. And we know that the names of Australian universities have been on tents in Rafah. We've seen children with signs with the names of Australian universities. We want to show people in these desperate circumstances that there are young people all around the world who stand with them, who oppose what's happening to them. And so our message to those under the bombs is you will never walk alone.
Have you ever protested against any other conflicts?
Yeah, and, you know, I think actually there's a really interesting comparison to be drawn between the Russia-Ukraine war and what's going on right now. So, you know, like it shows the hypocrisy of our own government, which stands with Ukraine, but at the same time condemns the Palestinians. The same with the United States, you know. So I stand firmly with the Ukraine, for example, and if our government and the United States government were backing and arming Russia, we would definitely be protesting against that and calling on them instead
There's a very slight difference. I mean, Russia, you know, unilaterally invaded Ukraine. Well, I agree, they're mm-hmm. wrong, but you might recall that it was Hamas that attacked Israel 7 months ago.
Well, we've now seen 39,000 people being killed in Gaza, over that actually. That's what we're opposing.
Did you oppose Hamas's attack on Israel? Babies being killed, people being executed, people being taken hostage?
Well, I oppose that, but I think really what's going on now is there's a whole-scale invasion and bombing that's been rained down again and again on people who had nothing to do with that attack, actually, who didn't choose that attack and who were not connected to it at all. Over 39,000 people didn't engage in that.
Sorry,
the
Palestinians elected Hamas as their government. So to say that they had no connection with it is not quite true.
I totally reject that. The children who have been killed are completely innocent, as are the men and women. None of these people deserve to die in the disgusting attacks that are being levied on these people. But also, you look at what's going on right now. Every single university in the Gaza Strip has been destroyed and razed to the ground. School after school that had people sheltering in them. United Nations schools were crushed under bombs and were invaded. Hospitals, which had people in them being currently in the emergency departments and in ICU, those hospitals were destroyed and bombed. So we stand with the Palestinians.
No, I hear you. And look, war is awful, but I would say this to you. History shows that when one side starts a war, it often goes in ways that they didn't anticipate. I mean, for example, the Germans started World War II thinking they would win, and by the end, they lost, and lost very, very badly, and it changed that nation forever. I just don't remember students...
Well, I think, what I think is that history shows that anti-war movements and anti-war activists are some of the most important protest movements that anyone can be involved in. The anti-war movement against the Vietnam War in Australia was vitally, vitally important in the history of our country and something that young people participated in. That's what we're part of today.
Sure. I just find it's very selective, though. I mean, there's a nasty civil war in Syria where the government effectively waged war on its own people, and I don't recall students protesting against that.
We actually did. I personally attended protests in solidarity with the Syrian revolution multiple times, and I stand with those in Syria against Assad. But I think what you're trying to do is ridiculously poke holes in a protest movement by young people who are standing against atrocities being carried out against the people of Gaza.
I'm not being ridiculous about it. I'm older than you, and I've seen a lot more conflicts in my life than you have. And I'm saying certain wars seem to attract huge protests, and other wars seem to just fly under the radar. Like at the moment, there's a civil war going on in Sudan. 24 million children have been displaced. And, I mean, I don't see people camping out on university lawns against that.
Well, Tom, maybe you should organise a camp on a university lawn about that. You're free to organise whatever protest you want to organise. Right now, we're peace activists standing against a war, and we're proud of ourselves. We know that people all around the world can see our protests, and we're very proud that young people in this day and age are coming out and demanding a world free of war.
We spoke to a Jewish academic at Deakin University yesterday who said he had his sign ripped out of his hands and he was pushed down a concrete ramp a couple of days ago. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. What I saw was a peaceful demonstration taking place with over 150 people at it at Deakin University, students and staff standing together alongside Palestinians, alongside Jewish members of the faculty as well, and calling for the end of the bombing and the end of the invasion.
So if the war ends, is that the end of the protest?
We're going to be protesting until Palestine is free. And what we mean by that is the right of all people to live with peace and equality, because, you know, the apartheid nature of Israel's regime, its long-term occupation of the Palestinian territories, all of that we think needs to end, and that Palestinians should have the right to have free and equal lives, that there should be... No such thing as apartheid, no such thing as oppression. We should have a world of equality.
All I'm saying is if you're going to keep protesting until every person in the world lives lives of peace and equality, your protest will never end. I mean, do you acknowledge Israel's right to exist?
I don't agree with that, because I think it is possible to have a world based on peace and equality.
Well, when has that ever happened? I mean, it would be lovely if it did happen, but it's never happened in human history, and I don't see any sign of that breaking out now.
Well, the famous historian Howard Zinn, who was much older than you, actually, said, to be hopeful in bad times is not just foolishly romantic. It's based on the fact that human history is a history not only of cruelty, but of compassion, sacrifice, courage and kindness. I believe a world based on compassion, courage and kindness is possible, and we're trying to be part of creating that world right now on our university campuses everywhere. We believe a world of peace and equality is possible, but that belief demands action from us.
Do you acknowledge Israel's right to exist, or would you prefer it to disappear?
I think that there should be peace and equality everywhere, in the Middle East and everywhere else. I think the Palestinians have the right to live in equality and without guns blaring down.
Okay, but you're avoiding the question. Does Israel have the right to exist or not?
I think all people have the right to live in peace. But
if I was your university tutor, I'd fail you on this. I've asked you a direct question. Give me a direct answer. It's yes or no.
My answer is I think all people should have the right to live in peace.
Right, but
I think all people should live in peace and equality.
Does Australia have the right to exist?
Well, I think as well the Australian government is violent.
The nation that you benefit from and which is teaching you at the moment and feeding you and clothing you, does Australia have the right to exist?
Tom, you're avoiding my point. I think all people have the right to live in peace, freedom and equality. And I've noticed as well, all you're doing is trying to attack these anti-war protests, attack these peace protests. You're
saying Jasmine. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand which wars you are.
We believe that is possible. All of us actually oppose all wars. We oppose all wars. And we stand on the side of those oppressed in every situation, from the Ukraine to Syria, everywhere. We stand with the oppressed. And we stand against all regimes that are based on violence.
Jasmine, are there any nations in the world which have the right to exist? Anyone? Just name one.
I think that all people should live in peace and equality.
All right. Thank you, Jasmine. Protester, that's your taxpayer dollars at work educating the next generation.